The immigration issue is hot as ever. In fact, Senator Ted Cruz today coming out with his own immigration plan. Let's talk to a nationally recognized expert on the issue, Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Well, glad to be here.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're following this Paris story, too. Do you do any work on international immigration issues, like what Europe's facing right now? Or?
No, we don't do very much there, but frankly, it's pretty relevant to us, too. I mean, in fact, what are we debating now? I'm going to be testifying next week on Syrian refugee resettlement. And that's pretty relevant to what's going on in Paris now.
How much? Well, I wonder how much of the immigration issues there, especially in France, we've seen mass immigration in there. How much do you think that leads to the types of incidents that are happening in Paris right now?
Well, I mean, without the immigration, it wouldn't be happening. I mean, it's 100% related to it. There's no question about it. Now, I don't know whether the terrorists themselves are immigrants or whether the children of immigrants who become radicalized, but clearly, I mean, there's just no question this is a direct result of France's admission of huge numbers of immigrants from the Middle East and North Africa.
Well, is it them allowing them in, or how they kind of process them and incorporate them once they're in the country?
Well, I gotta say, I think it's probably letting them in at all, because France has a pretty assimilationist policy. In the sense that, you don't have to become Catholic, but you have to become French. And they promote Frenchness and the French language. And there's lots of people of, North African descent who, are Frenchified, if you will, Gallicized, very much so. So I think this is more the result of letting in such large numbers of people from the Middle East in the first place.
Yeah, and in terms of how we deal with immigrants here, do we have a different approach in terms of incorporating them into our own country?
Well, not really. I mean, if anything, we're sort of similar to France's approach to some degree. But, Britain and Germany have very different approaches, and they all have the same basic problem. In other words, the approach to integration really isn't the issue. We're a little bit better off. The way I describe it is we have the decaffeinated, low-calorie version of this problem they face. Because our immigration from the Middle East traditionally has been more educated people, college professors, college graduates, that kind of thing, and also from a lot of different countries. So it's very mixed, a little bit of Arabs, Persians, South, Pakistanis, that kind of thing. So it's a lot of different things instead of one big dominant group. So for those reasons, the problems that Muslim immigration in a non-Muslim society really does cause, whether we like it or not, is somewhat less serious for us. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist here. It's just that we've been lucky to have, like I said, the decaffeinated version of it.
Mark Krikorian is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. So let's talk about our own immigration issues here. Senator Ted Cruz coming out with his plan just today. And well, it's not clear what his position really is in terms of how he wants to deal, especially with the 11 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. now. What do you make of what he announced today?
Well, his plan is actually pretty detailed, and I'm not for all of it. There are some missing pieces, but overall, it's pretty good. And there's two things that I want to mention. First is what you talked about is what does he propose to do about the illegal immigrants already here? He's been very clear on that, and I'm not saying this as somebody who's, working for his campaign or anything like that. I don't really have a dog yet in this fight. Mm-hmm. But he's been very clear that he is not even going to talk about what we do about the illegal immigrants here until we fix the problem that created this big illegal population. I mean, the analogy I use is you don't have a debate about bailing out your boat that's taking on water until first you plug the hole. And so on illegal immigration, he's saying we have to plug the hole first. Only then is it even legitimate to have a debate about what we do about the illegals who are already here.
Okay, now he also talks about legal immigration. Am I right on that? And from what I understand, he wants to freeze legal immigration levels?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we have now. But, I mean, the reason that he's come out against any increases in legal immigration, which you figure, okay, well, that's not that big a deal, except that he has for a long time called for increases in legal immigration. And so this really is a change for him, and I'd say a positive change. Now, I would prefer, because I think, frankly, what we need under current circumstances is reductions in legal immigration, and he's not there yet.
Really? Well, why is that? Why do we need less legal immigrants?
We're taking about 1 million new legal immigrants every year into the United States. And the problem with this is that it's simply not consistent with the needs of a modern society. We're taking a modern society like ours, where we have a post-industrial, post-manufacturing economy. We have a big welfare state. We don't need any immigration at all. And so rather, but I'm not for zero immigration. I'm just for starting at zero and then deciding which very discrete populations we should let in. So you build up from the bottom. And I mean, I won't go into, it's too long to go into now, but I mean, cutting legal immigration in half would still result in an immigration level, which is higher than any other country in the world. It's just that we need, frankly, a breather. We need a pause. And they worked back in the 20s. We did it in kind of a stupid way in the law, but we stopped immigration substantially, reduced it a lot. That helped us process the very large immigration flow we had taken in over the previous 40 years.
Right.
We need to do that same thing now.
Off-topic question regarding this woman, Heather Fong. Now, I want to ask you about this because Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he said there was going to be a national rebellion, a national revolt, if President Obama chooses this woman to become the Border Patrol chief. First of all, what do you make of those comments, and what is the threat that she, what's her issue?
She, first of all, would be the first non-Border Patrol person to be appointed to head of the Border Patrol, which is just on its face, apart from who she is, kind of silly. I mean, you don't put a civilian to be commandant of the Marine Corps. You know what I mean? It's sort of ridiculous. But in this case, it's even more outrageous because this woman is law enforcement from California and is an outspoken defender of sanctuary cities. In other words, she is an anti-enforcement spokesman who would be put in charge of the Border Patrol, which is one of the main immigration enforcement agencies. It's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, but certainly so. It's Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me. Yep. Bye now.